This is the meditation to connect to the creative resonance with love energy from the heart force. So take a deep breath and allow yourself to relax. Feel your heart opening. And then let your whole body melt as if the gravity just disappeared and you're floating. Notice this beautiful weightlessness. You are so light. Another deep breath and out. Notice all your body relaxing. Feel your toes, your legs, your hands, everything floating, weightless and relaxed. Your neck, your head. You are very much relaxed. Good. Feel your heart energy. And then feel the vertical flow throughout your body. We will travel to Venus. So you're going to experience a planet, a different planet in the solar system. It's closer to the sun, so we're going to tune in to Venus, and then we're going to bring our awareness there. It will feel like a foggy place. You're still floating. You can't quite see anywhere, as if all you're seeing is fog. Good. Now within that, we're going to shift to the fourth dimensional perception. Let your energy guides and your own intention hold you frequency-wise one dimension up. Now you are in 4D. Somewhere next to you is an enormous obelisk. It goes for miles and miles. It is a very tall vertical structure made of transparent crystal. Find it in the fog. It might be behind you. And then intend to go towards it, to float towards it. Good. Now that you feel it, you can sense it, you might have come even really close that you can touch it. Notice what is its resonance. It's asking you for something. It might not feel like a word. It might be more of an internal resonance. It's asking you to show your essence, to show your intentions, that you're here in peace, that you're here in love, that you are connected and you uphold the law of one God source. As you resonate that, a sentinel will appear. It would look like a person, but for everyone it would look different. It could be someone from your mind that the obelisk picked up as an image. It could be something made up. It's usually a person. It's usually a male, but it could be a female too. That is a projection that is going to guide you towards the installation of the hot horse. You might not see that sentinel. You might sense it. Allow yourself to go in a direction as if you're following it. You will feel like you're floating in a tunnel. From your perspective, the tunnel could be down into the planet, or it could be sort of circling the planet, like horizontal, like you're flowing horizontally, or it might even be up. Follow the resonance of the sentinel. You will come to a large circular doorway that is closed. Good. Now that you have arrived to the doorway, you're still sort of floating, you are asked a question. Only you will know what that question is. So listen for it. It will appear in your mind and you will know the answer. Resonate that answer, and the door will open for you. And as the circular door opens, retracts away, you walk through the opening. There is gravity again, you're vertical again. You are in a huge cavern. And in front of you, at the distance, far away, maybe a couple of miles away, in the center of this huge cavern is a glowing sphere. That is the beacon of the Hathors. It is white and pink and sort of a rosy color, like a dusty rose, which is pinkish and gray together. It has a beautiful sound if you can hear the energy. And it has waves of love and creative excitement radiating from it in all directions. Allow those waves to come into your chest. Pick them up with your heart. Pick them up with your throat chakra, your third eye. Let your whole body vibrate with this amazing, joyful energy of creative expression. It's a fifth dimensional beacon. Even though we are in a fourth dimension right now, it is shining downwards into 4D. It's 5D resonance of creative, joyful excitement. Let yourself take in that energy into every cell of your body, into every inch of your energy field. This is your anti-anxiety medicine. This is your anti-fear medicine. This is your creative activation medicine. Good. Allow it to come in and wash through you. And then notice as the waves go through you, part of it remains in you. Notice where it is. This is where this creative code got added into your system. For some of you, it might be in your heart, or it might be in your neck, or it might be in your head. It could even be above you. It could be in your hips, in your belly. Whatever it is, allow it to be whatever it came to rest within you. Good. Now take a deep breath and we're going to intend to come back to where your physical body is, to your home, to your chair or your bed where you're experiencing this meditation, so that you return your consciousness back to Earth and your own body in a third dimension. Good. Now you're going to tune in downwards into this planet. Bring your awareness all the way to the center of Earth. Good. And then bring the energy from the planet back up to your body so that you recalibrate to being on this planet again. Great. Notice how within you, in that special place that you allow the energy of creative, joyful, loving self-expression to stay, notice where it is. It's still there. Good. At any time, you can choose to activate that and your entire field will fill with that energy. It will be filled in everywhere throughout your body and your energy field. It's like a compressed, tiny little marble that when you focus it, it could open up and then the compression is released and the creative flow is activated. Practice it right now. Tune into it and activate that creative flow. Feel this joy and excitement and the beautiful rosy light. Feel how loved you are, how free you are to express yourself naturally in your soul essence. Good. Take another deep breath and come resting at your heart. Be love. Be free. Be God.